who cried so much, and he worked at JFK. He cried so much, and he liked to touch. He's really gay.
Oh, dear.
He's really gay.
He doesn't have
wow. Stop that. We don't think we don't think he's gay.
There was another verse.
Gay. There's been no proof of that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Homo.
Hello. He's not gay. He's just sensitive.
Sensitive. That's a good word.
He's a caring, sensitive guy.
That's hello. Right. You're on the air. We got a break here. And you're not helping us. Hello?
Come on now.
Oh, you dumbass. God, really.
Half fat.
Don and Mike show. Hello?
I was piling
on
that.
Happening? Hi. I have a kind of a two-part question.
Okay.
One's for Matt and Matt's pillow. When he gets home, does he, like, scream into the pillow like you were when you were a little kid after your dad whooped your butt?
That's the second pillow reference.
Wow. That's a little too personal.
So when the pillow calls back, he can ask him if he really does it when he gets home.
Man, looking forward to the next call from the pillow.
This is really fun.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Doris.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Matt. Do you have a gun?
Do you have a gun?
No.
You want one?
Don and Mike show, hello.
Do you?
Let's go to Colorado for Matt, the crying engineer. Hello, Ryan in Colorado.
How's it going?
Okay.
Good. Hey, when BA points a finger at Matt and you feel a little splat, it might be an oopsie.
An oopsie. Okay, let's get one more. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just want to let Matt know, hey, don't let Beth push you around. Next time she starts, you know, to yell at you, just remember.
Big girls don't cry.
Oh, big girls
don't
cry.
Okay. They're pulling out all the stops on you, Matt.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, you guys rock, and that's for Tim.
Oh, let's keep him out of this.
Yeah, really.
Thank you, though.
And I was wondering, does this guy have a Craig Wilson scrapbook?
Do you have what?
A Craig Wilson scrapbook?
A Craig Wilson scrapbook.
All of his columns.
You know, everybody wants to make this a gay issue with you. Yeah, not that right. There would be anything wrong with that if you were gay.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
About a year.
A year, okay.
Yeah.
About a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like girls, though?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Let me be really clear.
Okay.
I am not gay.
All right.
Okay, not that there would be
anything wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing at all, right. No.
Of the three guys on Friends, who was your favorite?
I didn't watch it.
Well, you must be familiar with Matt LeBlanc and
David Perry
mm-hmm. and David Schwimmer. Which one is your favorite?
Probably David LeBlanc.
David LeBlanc.
Or whatever his name is.
He gets a free pass. With that answer, you know he didn't watch the show.
Oh. Okay. What TV shows do you watch?
Brad Pitt, or George Clooney?
Brad Pitt.
That was our answer. That was an incorrect answer.
All of us answered the same way.
Alexander. Okay. I seen it. All right, well, Matt, you're a good guy for coming in.
Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
He passes that one.
How you feel about Tom Cruise? You a big fan?
I can't even tell you.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know what to do now.
Yeah.
Now he's out of his element.
Yeah. How about us? That's a good one, Rob. Don or Mike? Choose among us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm taking Mike.
Hey, you're not gay. There you go.
I had to jump in there.
Well, Matt, the crying engineer, thanks for coming in and facing the music.
Thank you
for
having me.
Incidentally, if you answered Don, that would be the same thing. Now, if you said Buzz, it's automatic.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, hold on.
Well, not because Buzz is gay, but Buzz is the sensitive man of the show.
Okay.
Right.
Let's take a look at Buzz. Rate him 1 to 10.
I'll give him an 8.5.
Faggot.
I got his back.
Or does he just have a sharp eye?
Or do you have his backside? Oh, see, I got, you know, you say I've got his back.
I've always thought that was a gay expression. I got your back.
Me too.
Right on.
Right.
Yeah. Where else are you going to hold on?
Make the beast with two backs. Beware.
Oh, Mr. Bourbon.
All right, Matt, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Please try to keep your emotions under control, in check.
You're a very good sport, Matt. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me.
See you later, and thanks for giving us no information.
Don't kill yourself tonight.
Oh, I will not.
Okay?
Maybe you take care now.
Let some time pass between this little segment and the time that you kill yourself. Because if it's tomorrow, somehow we'll be blamed for it.
Well, we were able to berate him for that period of time, but we really got no hard information.
It's a shame he's not feeling well because we didn't get the dynamic Matt we're accustomed to.
Mike, I think he's got a problem with hard information.
I believe so. It's sad, really.
I think that that might be part of the root of the problem.
Maybe that's
crime.
It. Yeah. But they have pills for that nowadays. You know? Plenty of supplements.
He's not taking them orally.
Hello, Matt. This is Bob Dole. Heard you might have some problems according to Don Geronimo. Thought I'd hook you up with some of my free blue samples.
Get Matt out there.
Enjoy yourself.
The one I hate is the Cialis commercial that has the two old people laying in the tub outside.
Right.
They're each like they're in Robin Laura Petri tubs.
Uh-huh.
They're not sexy enough to be in the same tub. Mm-hmm. They're in their own tubs and they're holding hands, you know, as if to indicate again, because the man simply can't get it going.
Right.
He's got to take the pill now, mm-hmm. you know, to make it happen and then make it happen. Oh, and then everything's beautiful.
How about the guy that's like wearing the white shirt? Leaning up against the house, and he's the big doofy-looking guy, you know, that's just, like, grinning, like, I'm shy and embarrassed because it's just in this state all day long.
Yeah, you know, they do everything they can to emasculate the man
right.
and that. You know, I'm waiting for, well, I don't know how explicit I can be.
Okay. Why don't you give it a try, because I think what you're going to say needs to be said.
How about a pill that makes wives horny?
They're working. Science is working on it.
Okay.
They're trying.
I mean, if that's the case, I'm going to grind it into my wife's food, starting last night.
You know, while we're on this topic, I'm hoping you can explain something to me, because there's a commercial out there I don't understand.
Right. Yeah?
A guy is trying to throw a football through a tire, and he can't seem to do it.
And after you saw the commercial, did you have a dream? And
I had a dream about Matt.
Yeah. And were there bananas in the dream?
So many.
You know, driving in and out of a tunnel?
I woke up crying, but happy.
Train load of bananas.
Running through a field of bananas.
So if you could explain that to me, that would make me happy.
Well, the key is, Rob, get the football to go through the tire.
That's what I've been saying for years.
She's smiling.
Gotta take the pill. And if only was that, if there was that kind of advertising for guys, where they would show a guy like, as they do the women, young, or not even young, but just happy and vibrant. That's the way that they make these D commercials for men.
Right. How about the lady takes a pill and the guy's sitting at the table and he's you know, with a hedgehog, and all of a sudden she takes the pill.
That's what I'm saying.
And she morphs. She morphs into, like, a total hottie.
She shouldn't even have to morph. It could be a pig, you know. It's just they show the guy coming home from work, and there she is, and he's like, hi, honey. Boy, you look beautiful. And she goes, don't even touch me. And then he grinds it up into her food, and then after she gets done eating, then she goes, hey, you know what I was thinking?
Hey, stranger.
I was thinking it's been a long time since you and I got together.
Mm-hmm.
How about the commercial where the guy and the girl have been married for like 8 or 10 years and the guy comes after her with a tire iron?
Have you seen
that commercial?
There he is working violence into it.
I have a feeling we will.
That's a good spot.
That's your favorite spot.
It's effective. It's really not for a pharmaceutical.
Vajwell. That would be the name of the pill for
it
women.
Vajwak.
Vajwell. For those times when you know he wants it.
And you're not willing to give it up.
Vajwell.
Actually,
it'll make having with your sex with your husband almost tolerable.
If you're horny for more than 5 hours, see a doctor.
My pill actually is called Spialis.
Spialis.
There it is.
All right. Thank you, Matt, the crying engineer, for coming in. And how about, hey, let's give him.
Let's not forget Beth Agra.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's give him some props for coming in.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll be right back, hey, buddy.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, and the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
The Colemans.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
Can't be that hungry.
Really? What, Judge? Judge Melville?
Who's the best?
You are, Judge. So is Macaulay Culkin.
Big mouth don't make a big man.
Yeah, beef-sung lips.
I apologize for my language.
Okay, Judge.
A big part of the Salt Lake City scene, the Don and Mike Show.
Judge Melville.
How's it taste?
My favorite. Reminds me how creepy it was. See the tape of Macaulay Culkin go in to testify for his good buddy MJ.
He's really developed into a man, hasn't he?
Handsome.
Yeah. It's weird reading the press accounts that refer to him as Mr. Culkin.
Yeah, and he's so credible. Did anybody remember? He's a weirdo, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's totally weird. And he's supposed to be like the star defense witness.
But he's weird in this way, that he's weird in that way that he gets a break because he was a child star.
Right.
And his parents were crazy, and it was like a Britney Spears mom and dad thing fighting over him. And
didn't he get married at like 14?
I was just going to say that. That's the thing that pulls him out of this whole weirdo thing. Because I mean, at least the Michael Jackson weirdo part.
See, I think the opposite. I think that's what makes him a weirdo, is that he's so unbalanced that he got married at 14 or something like that.
But he got married to a girl, though.
He married a girl, but that's not what it's all about.
Isn't that the first place you'd run after leaving Neverland?
And Buzz tells me that Matt the Engineer was spotted running out of the radio station.
Well, I don't know if he was running. He did drive away, however. He's no longer here.
Well, he seemed fine.
Yeah. No, I am not implying anything. I'm just saying, you know, now that the segment is done, he's gone.
Maybe he was here early and that was
that's
the end of the show.
Entirely possible.
Hello.
What time did Matt get to work today?
Well, he probably got here at 6 a.m.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
Day over.
That's it.
Would you call him and make sure he's not crying?
Sure.
Will you call him right now? Can we hear you call him? I mean, you know, just hear your part.
He doesn't have a cell. I would have to wait for him to get home.
And talk to his girlfriend again?
Right.
Would you call his girlfriend?
Leave a message.
Just call his girlfriend and ask if he's called. Just call his girlfriend and ask if he called to see if she thought he did okay on the show.
And then they picked on me, and then a bunch of guys called and said I was gay.
Would you call her up, please?
I'm trying.
Thank you.
Hold a second.
Thank you.
Hold, please.
Am I supposed to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. No. No.
No.
No.
Tuesday.
No. Yeah, of course. Now, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Like hearing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is fun.
You calling her?
I'm calling her. It's ringing.
Okay.
All right.
Am I hearing anything?
I'm hearing you.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to hear her.
Hello, is...
I mean, yeah. The lady. Ooh.
Who's this?
She's calling?
This is Beth Ann. I work with Matt at the radio station.
This is another house guest?
Would you do me a favor when he gets home?
Mother.
Just tell him I called. And Don and Mike were just checking on him.
I don't think it was his mom. We